years, every time the Masters rolls around, we've said on this show, we're going next year. We didn't make it this year, but by golly, one of these years, we are going. Next year is going to be the year. And thanks to Gentleman Jack, our sponsor, who has made this trip possible. They brought our show and the Hardline out here to watch rounds one and two and to broadcast from the Championship Club, which is where we are this morning here in Augusta, just across the street from Augusta National. So in an hour and 45 minutes, we will get our badges and we will walk across the street to the promised land and we will watch round one action. So thank you, Gentleman Jack. If you're watching the Masters this weekend, sip on some Gentleman Jack and thank them for making this trip possible. We are absolutely giddy. This is a bucket list item, in particular for me and George, big golf fans. For George in particular, golf is your sport of choice that you grew up playing, and you're finally here.
Oh, man. And, yeah, and growing up, you know, my dad used to, he watched golf every weekend, and I always thought it was so boring to watch it. You know, I was like, I mean, what are you watching here? And I don't know what age. I think when you start playing, that's when you start getting it. Mm-hmm. And then when you start playing, then, yeah, when a Sunday in April rolls around and it's the Masters, you can't keep your eyes off of it. And I think and I think Tiger helped that because he was so dramatic with some of the things that he did that I think that translates even to the non-golfer now, doesn't it?
Sure.
And even if you're the non-golfer and you're watching this, what HDTV has done for golf and bringing the Augusta National course to life, it just and we hear that when you view it in person, that it's that TV doesn't even do it justice.
Yeah, the main thing we hear is that you can't believe how hilly the course is. So I can't wait to see that. I just can't wait to see the beauty. They say it may be the most beautiful patch of acreage in the United States, the way it's maintained and manicured, and the beautiful azaleas and the flowers and the firs and the I can't wait. And even someone like Gordon, who's not a huge golf fan, I know you're looking forward just to seeing the hallowed grounds.
Oh, absolutely. It's always so gorgeous on TV. And like you guys, I spent a whole childhood watching it every year.
Yeah.
My dad would, man, it was on the Masters. There was no touching the TV.
So our journey started yesterday. We had a connecting flight. We went through Charlotte. And then we flew a smaller plane into Augusta. It's got a little airport. And, you know, I've got adult onset fear of flying.
Uh-huh.
Well, everything was okay. We had really smooth flights. But as we're right about to touch down at Augusta yesterday, suddenly the pilot said, nah. And he went sharply back up.
Boy, that was creepy.
That freaked me out.
Giorgio and I looked at each other when that happened.
We're going back up. I was more concerned about the smell from the sewage treatment facility that we were over at the time.
Yeah,
I've never flown out of one
smelled
of those.
That in a plane.
Oh yeah.
I'm sitting next to George, and all of a sudden it's almost like our pilot starts doing the missing man formation. He starts just hitting that throttle and going skyward as we're making this gentle approach, and all of a sudden that happens. I turn to George and I go, man, what's up with that? And George goes, I don't know, I think we're over a sewage treatment plant. I'm like, no, not the smell. I'm talking about the evasive maneuver.
It didn't really unfaze me. I just figured, okay, must have got the go-around signal.
So the pilot eventually came on and told us that he did that because the tailwind was too strong, and if it's over 10 knots, they can't land. So I guess the wind kicked up right as we were about to land. So then we had to do some weird circling and a figure eight or something, and then we eventually landed from the other direction. But that was freaky because I thought at the last second he saw a plane on the runway and had to pull up so he wouldn't hit it, or another plane
was
coming at him.
Well, I didn't even think about that. I was more worried about the smell from the sewage treatment facility.
You're worried about getting blamed.
Yeah, hey, that was not me.
Let me preface this next story by saying that I think our Homeland Security and TSA agents do a marvelous job. Do you know what I accidentally smuggled onto the plane yesterday and got through security?
A 357.
A knife.
Oh, my gosh.
What are you carrying a knife for?
So a couple weeks ago, we did our show somewhere.
The P1 woman who came out and said that her husband wanted us to have these
that's
knives.
Like a switchblade.
Well, that wasn't just any knife.
Yes.
Yeah, that was like a spring-loaded knife.
Well, she gave it to me, and I put it in my backpack, my work backpack, and I forgot about it. And then last night when we got to the house here in Augusta and I'm unpacking my backpack, I pull out this switchblade.
Oh, my God!
And I think, how did I get this through security?
Well, that is amazing because that is clearly an assault weapon looking
yeah.
thing.
Yes. So I'm having to leave it here in Augusta. I can't take it back. I'm not going to
press throw it on the side of the house. That's what OJ did.
Hey, that is unproven.
So we got here last night. We landed, and the good folks from Gentleman Jack, who are putting us up here this week, they picked us up in the shuttle. They took us to our house. So what happens here in Augusta, this week is spring break. So these families go to the beach, or they go on their spring break vacation, and they rent their house for the week to corporate clients or organizations who pay for the homes, and then they put up all the clients and whoever they're bringing into town, in this case, our show in the Hardline. So we're in this neighborhood in a suburb of Augusta, beautiful golf course neighborhood, and we're in this incredible home. It's like a six-bedroom home, and we're all sharing it. Gordo, of course, commandeered the master bedroom downstairs, even though he should have given it to George with his trick knee.
I've got a tricker knee.
But the home is great, and we all met for dinner last night, and that was a lot of fun. They had this incredible dinner set up for us, and so we're all sitting around with a lot of other folks. They have one in the middle of the neighborhood, like a hospitality home.
Yeah, it was really nice.
And that's kind of ground zero for the operation, so they had the chef there, and it's just been it's been first class all the way so far.
Oh, the treatment's been incredible. That house we're staying in is gorgeous. We're never going to see it, though.
I know.
I mean, just to sleep, and that's it.
Now,
of course, Gordo may go back there and
I'll still
watch
be there
TV
in a
all
week.
Day. I know. I was
I'm
thinking about
leaving.
That. I was thinking about not coming back this weekend.
Now, Gordo, I don't think George is telling us the full story because throughout this morning, as we're set up here in the Championship Club, had four or five people come by from our traveling party, and they all come up to George, and they've all said, "Well, I can't believe you're here this morning," or
"Yeah, what's going
or,
on?"
Or "I'm glad you made it this morning." How late did you stay up?
I think it was midnight Dallas time, so it'd be 1 o'clock Augusta time. we had to watch the Maverick game.
It was beer-related.
Yes. Guarantee you it's because the
first few beers went down.
Was it Gentleman Jack related?
Gentleman Jack related. It wasn't beer related. Yes, these fine people have us out. We need to sample their product while we're out here.
You don't understand the word sample.
Yeah, I do. They have
consuming
a lot of different kinds of whiskeys.
Quantities. A lot of sampling.
We sipped responsibly. We had a good time. I lost a lot of money in pool because Killer was my partner. But I can't complain too much because I think on our first or second match, I scratched on the eight ball, so that was bad. But Killer, I think I'm one of the worst pool players in America. Killer's got to be the worst player.
Well, for those wondering, out-of-town Georgie is not a myth.
No, it is.
It is reality.
There's nothing to it. I'm a fun guy to be around. That's just all there is to it.
You leave home, and once those shackles are off, you are nuts.
I don't have shackles.
Oh,
I do what I
goodness.
Want.
So this morning we got up early.
I do what I want.
We got up early, and the shuttle bus took us over here to the Championship Club right across the street from Augusta National. And on the way, we passed the Hooters, and we saw John Daly's bus parked out front. His Winnebago.
He's sleeping in there?
He's sleeping in there. And he'll sit out in front of the Hooters all weekend signing autographs and drinking beer.
Smoking cigarettes.
Smokes with cigarettes.
I think he's more health conscious than that.
I don't think so.
And so here we are doing the show this morning. And then, as I mentioned, in just a couple of hours, we will walk across the street and we will enter Augusta National. Badges, by the way, are pretty expensive. You know,
you can
buy lifetime badges. You can buy them, you know, from somebody or borrow them from somebody. I was looking here, the latest prices for a Masters badge.
It's like $1,500?
Online brokers for today's first round, $2,100 to $2,900.
Well, that's what people are paying to go to the Super Bowl.
Think about that.
But that's all week.
That's for today. That's for today. $2,100 to $2,900. And they say higher on the weekend.
Wow.
All right.
Worth it?
Yes.
I guess it depends how much money you have. Yeah. By the way, this place, this town, this week is just dripping with money because One of the first things we noticed when we landed at Augusta National, there were about 300 private planes just lined up. They don't have room to park them all.
Yeah, all the corporate people, and some of those belong to players, I'm guessing, too. Yeah, I've never seen so many private planes in one spot.
A lot of people doing well.
Yes.
Still take the bus over the plane.
Stop it.
Okay, so here's what we need to know when we enter the Augusta National grounds. They have a lot of do's and don'ts. Cell phones, beepers, and other electronic devices are strictly prohibited. So they will confiscate your cell phone at check-in.
All right, so we're going to leave that here.
Cameras, strictly prohibited. So we're sorry, P1s, we're not going to be able to live tweet or send photos of Augusta National because they take all your cameras, all your cell phones, anything you've got. None of that is allowed starting today.
We'll see about that.
Also,
see,
here's the deal, and we were told this last night, so we're getting badges from the folks at Gentleman Jack's, and what they do is they'll borrow badges from people, or they say like a lot of older couples who've had badges for years, they'll give them to corporations, corporate sponsors. Well, a lot of these places will make you sign a waiver because, for example, let's say Gordo is using the badge of 89-year-old Mrs. Fannie Smith. Well, if Gordo gets busted, if Gordo gets busted with a cell phone on the grounds, Fannie Smith loses her lifetime badge.
Good.
Yeah, right.
She deserves it.
So that's why you really got to be careful. Also, prohibited items, cell phones, bags, backpacks, purses, packages larger than 10 by 10. By the way, this is the Cobra who joins us. Hi, Corby.
Hi, Musers.
Hi, Corby.
Hi, Corby.
Mike and Danny have also just showed up. They're about to watch round one action. You can't bring in alcoholic beverages, coolers, flags, banners, or signs. Folding armchairs with armrests. The only thing you can bring in is a collapsible chair without an armrest.
What about jam boxes? What do they say?
No jam boxes.
All right.
No ladders, no periscopes, no selfie sticks. No radios, no TVs, no tape recorders, so we're not going to be able to get any audio from the grounds. No strollers, no walkie-talkies.
Okay. You can take binoculars, though, and I almost packed binoculars. Is that a whip item to bring to a sporting event? Because it gives you a great view, but keeping up with them is a whipping.
I don't know that it gives you a great view. I stare into them half the time and see my own eyelashes.
Have to go one eye.
Greg, we'll bring him to OU Texas sometimes.
Yeah. I don't like carrying them around, though, because they're usually kind of heavy.
Yeah.
But if you get those little bitty pocket ones, those aren't bad. So are we clear on the rules?
I got the rules.
And the dress code. Sir. It looks like we've all obeyed the dress code of no jeans.
Yep.
Just wear shorts or khakis or something like that. What we're in store for in terms of food and drink, sandwiches, $1.50, soda, $1.50, beer is now $4, it used to be $3, so they've upped it to $4, and a cup of coffee is $1.
We're good.
All reasonable prices.
I'm glad I won that $40 for me last night playing pool, Georgie, so I have a little spending money in my pocket.
We got skinned alive last night. Bruce carried you.
Whatever.
We are between you, me, and Killer, we are three of the worst pool players in America.
I'll agree with that.
Yeah. It was awful. What a terrible competition that was.
By the way, earlier in the show, we were wondering about membership and what it costs to be a member at Augusta National. According to a couple of reports, the members are very secretive about what they pay, but in 2002, the USA Today apparently got a member to tell them something. They say that the club likes to keep membership at 300 or less, 300 members or less.
Okay.
And to join, it is apparently not as expensive as you think. They say it's less than $100,000, and some reports say it's around $40,000 to join.
We were saying, there's no way.
Perfect for me.
It's not the price. It's
That's cheaper than Royal Oaks.
Yes. And the USA Today report said that the fees range from $25,000 to $50,000.
For the whole year?
For
so
the whole year.
So you just get that one time a year bill? Well, I said last night I may transfer my membership from Trophy Club to Augusta National.
See if Club Corp can swing that deal.
It's not a Club Corp course?
Yep, sorry.
Okay, I guess I can't do that.
All right, and then we have a decision to make who we are going to follow today. Now, Corby and Mike and Danny get to head over there right now. Have you guys decided?
We're following the Ustazen group ahead of Spieth, and then we're going to watch Spieth hit up towards it on a couple of shots, but we don't want to be in the Spieth gaggle. We want to have a little bit more space, and I think the Ustazen group will be a good one.
They tee off in 7 minutes.
I know. We're headed there right now, and I love you guys.
Oh, yeah, we love you too. So are we going to meet up?
You're out of here, huh?
If we can, yeah. It's just so hard, you know, with no phones and stuff.
I'll take a flare gun, and when you see that go off, know that I'm close.
A flare gun.
All right, George, have you looked at the pairings? Do you know who you'd like to
follow? Well, there's that threesome we talked about, Spieth, Paul Casey, and Bryson DeChambeau, which would be awesome. And I'd like to watch them at least play a little bit today, but I think the main goal today for me is just let's see the whole thing today.
Yes.
And then come up with maybe the best spots to you know, stay on later today and then certainly tomorrow. I think that'd be a good way to go, is maybe, you know, camp out on a certain hole.
I think we have to do that today. I think when we walk over there, we just latch on to whatever group looks good.
Yeah.
And we walk the whole thing because we want to see every hole, right?
Yes,
and we
absolutely.
Just, we just follow one group from 1 through 18.
If it takes us a few minutes to get over there.
Adam Scott goes at 11:05.
Yeah, if we could get right over there, maybe we could catch up to them. Certainly that wouldn't be that hard to do.
You know, if you wanted to wait until 12:44, Bubba Watson goes at that time.
I wouldn't mind seeing Bubba play a few holes today.
Spare.
My old buddy Bernard Longer goes off at 12:55.
You think he'd remember making fun of you at Colonial?
What'd he say to you?
Yeah, well, at least it's dry when I hit a worm burner over the ninth green at Colonial and rattled it around in the stands behind the green.
What a jerk, man.
A wedge that never got higher than 3 feet off the ground.
We're just going to miss Phil. He tees off at 10:43 our time and will be done at 11. I would love to see Phil play.
Yeah. That'd be cool to see him play a couple holes today.
Any of the real old-timers that you'd like to see?
Mark O'Meara is becoming an old-timer now.
Mm-hmm.
A champion here. And, yeah, this is Tom Watson's last tour of Augusta, as we mentioned earlier. I'd love to see, at some point, either today or tomorrow, say that I saw Tom Watson playing his final Masters.
Yep. And we've got some really big names that tee off even later than Bubba at 12:44. At 106. We have the Jason Day group. He's playing with Matt Kuchar and Ernie Els. And at 2:01, I don't know how he drew this short straw. It's actually two really great players. Rory is the last to tee off today.
Huh.
At 2:01, and he's playing with Martin Kaymer and Bill Haas.
Huh.
So does that mean he'll be the first to go off tomorrow?
Yeah, I think that's how they do it. Yeah, you play late today, you play early tomorrow.
That's kind of weird for that big a name to be last first, isn't it?
Yeah, you put him off first tomorrow. That is kind of strange.
So they should be playing, if he doesn't tee off until 2, they'll be playing until 7 tonight?
Yeah, and it's supposed to be windy today. It's going to be a nice day, right at about 70 degrees, but it's supposed to be really windy, like 25 or 30-mile-an-hour winds.
Why don't you let me choose who we follow?
Okay.
Just based on a name. Give me the whole list of golfers, and I'm going to pick some name.
A
bullet-pointed list, okay. And I'm going to pick the sparest golfer
fine.
I can find.
We don't care.
You know, there's actually something smart about that. If we were with the sparest group, we'd be able to see the course the best.
Yeah.
If we didn't have the gallery, the huge gallery around Bubba or Jordan to contend with. If you're just following someone that two other people are following, we'd really be able to see the course.
Yeah.
Are you allowed to heckle, or is that discouraged here?
Do not do anything
no.
like that.
Okay. Well, I didn't know.
Yes, you did.
Yeah, the patrons, for the most part, behave themselves. We don't have a whole lot of you the man and getting the whole stuff here, do we?
You still get a little bit of it, especially when that burrow starts flowing.
Uh-oh.
By the afternoon. You get a little bit of that. But, yeah, probably not as bad as some other tournaments.
All right, so it's going to be a very, very big day for us here at the Masters. And coming up next, here at the Championship Club at Augusta, we take out the wireless. Guns N' Roses are coming to the AT&T Stadium August 3rd. The ticket wants to send you and a friend. Text /to 22126 for your chance to win.